currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Turman. The Currently Kirkland team is always fishing for unique and interesting stories. One in particular caught our attention recently, so we invited a special guest to our studio to learn more. This well-decorated salmon you see in front of you is one of many characters you're about to meet. Currently Kirkland reporter Mike Connor has more to this fish tale, I mean story.
Joanne Shellen, a 20-year Kirkland resident and artist, finds inspiration for her art in many ways.
Oh, that's fun.
She only had to look outside her own window to find inspiration for her latest artwork.
And I've painted a variety of things over those 20 years. And my husband has always sort of poked and prodded me that I don't paint the water more often than I do. But this year, for the next 12 months, and that started a while ago, everything I paint is related to water. And so this fish fell right into my lap.
It's going to jump in the water as soon as we leave.
From idea to inception to final breaststroke?
At least a month. Not total focus every day, 12 hours a day, but it took a month to bring it through.
Multiply that effort by 26, and you get the Kirkland Fish Frolic along the lake. Over 300 people gathered at an exclusive reveal gala to kick off the final journey of this very special school of fish. Kathy Feek, the event organizer, explains why these fish are frolicking.
This was a brainstorm of the Summerfest art team, and it began maybe a year and a half ago at least, and we submitted a grant to For Culture and received enough money to purchase the fish, the sculpture's blanks.
Over 100 artists vied for the arduous task of making these sculptures come alive, each with their own unique style. As Melissa Nelson, participating artist and chair of the Kirkland Cultural Arts Commission, can attest, this project has been a long time coming.
I think it's amazing. We've talked about it. As a group of art people, art lovers in the city, we've talked about this for quite a few years, doing this fish frolic. And it's now come to fruition, and it's really great.
Motivation for all this fish fancification varied from practical.
I saw this sculpture that was called Ride the Wave. And it's made out of 78s, and it's a 8-foot wave made out of records. And I thought, that might be an interesting way to approach putting the fish together.
To metaphorical?
I made a metaphor of how we as humans have this similar journey.
To naturalistic.
So I really wanted to show the actual Chinook salmon migration path along the Puget Sound. So I went to the Department of Fish and Game, and they gave me a really good mapping tool. And so I was actually able to see where the Chinook were in our water waves.
Proceeds from the auction will be shared by the artist and partner nonprofits, such as the Kirkland Downtown Association.
All of those kinds of things we're helping support. And then a portion of the money also goes to the Lake Washington Schools Foundation. So we're hoping to use the community, benefit the artists, and really do a lot of good in the community.
Where will the inspiring voyage of these fantastic finned fundraisers take them next?
All of the fish will be out all 3 days of Summerfest, August 8th, 9th, and 10th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for the public to view and enjoy. And then in September, there'll be a final auction with all of the fish auctioned off to benefit our nonprofits and to benefit the artists.
The final auction will take place at the Woodmark Hotel at Carillon Point on September 25th at 6 p.m.
You can catch this fish and many more at Summerfest. Summerfest will be held along the waterfront by Marina Park August 8th through 10th. For Summerfest and other summer event information, visit explorekirkland.com. turning from fish tails to public trails, construction on the Cross Kirkland Corridor Interim Trail is underway. Following the adoption of the master plan in mid-June, Kirkland City Council, Senator Andy Hill, King County Council member Jane Haig, and others participated in a groundbreaking event at the end of the month, not only signaling the start of construction, but keeping the momentum going on the transformation of the corridor. Starting at the south end and moving north, construction is expected to take 100 working days to complete and will be finished by this December. Work hours on the interim trail will be between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Sections of the trail that are being worked on will be closed to the public during construction. However, you are still encouraged to enjoy the parts of the trail that are open. For information about what parts of the trail are being worked on, visit the Cross Kirkland Corridor Facebook page or follow the city at KirklandGov on Twitter. As part of our ongoing series on nonprofit organizations that are making a difference in the Kirkland community, Brianna Ng recently spent time with the president of Friends of Youth.
Hi, I'm Brianna Ng, and today we're here at the Friends of Youth headquarters in Kirkland, Washington, to hear more about the organization.
We caught up with Terry Pottmeyer, the president of Friends of Youth, to learn more about the local organization's background and services.
Friends of Youth is a nonprofit human service agency that was founded in 1951. Been in the community for over 63 years. We started out as a foster care provider, and we continue to provide foster care. And in addition, we've grown through the years in response to the needs of the kids in the community. So today, we also provide not only residential care for kids under the age of 18, we also do youth and family services for the school district communities of Issaquah, Snoqualmie Valley, and Riverview. And we do homeless youth services, and we're the primary provider of support for homeless youth in East King County and North King County. We actually do a little work in South Snohomish County as well.
Each of the programs that Friends of Youth provides, residential services, homeless services, and youth and family services, contain many different types of offerings for those in need of care. In the Kirkland community specifically, a number of these services are accessible.
We have had a presence in Kirkland for decades. Friends of Youth actually was co-founder of K-Tub, and we have been in the city for many, many years. We actually have a transitional living program that's located in the Houghton neighborhood, and we house 9 young adults there, formerly homeless, who are on their journey towards stability and self-sufficiency. We have foster homes here in the city of Kirkland. And in the last 2 years, we've also purchased and developed the campus that we are now occupying at the corner of 132nd and 132nd. And on that campus, we have our shelter program for youth under the age of 18. We have our administrative headquarters, and we are in the process of building and opening additional homes to support young adults.
One reason they are able to make this valuable progress in Kirkland is due to the organization's wonderful relationship with the city.
The City of Kirkland has been a great partner in our work. There are a couple of recent examples that we think really illustrate just how important it is to have those city partnerships. So Kirkland has been a funder through the Pooled Cities process and has supported the work that we're doing for the youth of the community. So a long-time funding relationship that's very positive, and we're very grateful for that support. In the building process, we have actually interacted with other departments in the City of Kirkland, planning, permitting. We are the first agency, I believe, who were able, once the City of Kirkland passed a fee, an impact fee waiver, that would be available for affordable housing and the creation of affordable housing in the city. We applied for that waiver, and we were granted that waiver, which made it possible for us to build these homes and spending fewer of the very scarce resources that we have. We found the city to be a great partner in the actual process of construction, and they really see our presence in the city as a positive thing, which we believe it is. We are very excited that the former mayor of the city of Kirkland just joined our board of directors. We're very happy that our center of gravity and now our administrative headquarters, we're proud to say, are located in the city of Kirkland.
This relationship between Kirkland and Friends of Youth highlights the importance of community. The organization takes this key element to heart in their mission to make a difference in the lives of those in need.
In a community, We all need to band together to make sure that all the members of our community have every opportunity to be successful. And children in particular are very vulnerable. And the youth that we serve and the children that we serve are youth for whom the systems that most of us rely on, a really highly functioning family, maybe those systems have broken down for those children, and they are on their own without the support of the community. Friends of Youth really is that support system that can step in and help a child who really needs to have a wraparound support system, help that family to become a better functioning system, to make sure that youth aren't on their own.
Friends of Youth also can't do it all on their own. The support of the community is essential to the organization in order to keep offering their services to those in need of them. If you would like to learn more about Friends of Youth, you can visit their website at www.friendsofyouth.org.
If you weren't at Marina Park this 4th of July, you certainly missed out. The annual Celebrate Kirkland event was a fun time for all ages. Here are some sights and sounds from the event. We'll be right back.
so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.